great start to a rainy Tuesday morning. The Marriage of Figaro, Overture, Mozart this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Next, we'll waltz to tunes of Dvorak, as some old classical guitar music, and also the lively Capriccio Espanol to brighten up the morning. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown Lawrence location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at Maselli's.com. Here's the Budapest Festival Orchestra for us now on KPR with the Prague Waltzes by Dvorak on KPR. Antony Dvorak on Kansas Public Radio this morning, the Prague Waltzes with the Budapest Festival Orchestra. Good morning, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and kansaspublicradio.org. After the noon news, we'll showcase the Seattle Symphony with an exciting concert piece from David Diamond, plus a little duet for trombone and organ by Holst, and a violin suite from César Cui. Classical music from noon to three with Jeff Watson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until then, until noon. We've got lots of great pieces coming up. Next, a guitar piece from 1627. The weather forecast for Lawrence right now at 61 degrees. And today, showers, likely, possibly a thunderstorm, all before 1 o'clock. And then between 1 and 3, a slight chance of showers. We should have some sun and a high near 80 and a southern breeze, but our chance of rain is still at 70%. Tonight's low 60, and tomorrow, boom, mostly sunny, with a high near 87. Definitely warming up this week. Thursday, mostly sunny, with a high of 90, and Friday, 94. There's pretty bad flooding to the west and south of Salina, but don't cancel your trip to the state fair in Hutchinson. They've come up with ways to help you avoid that big dirt parking lot. You don't have to park in that. You can park someplace else and take a shuttle. They're making it even easier than parking at the fair and having to walk so far. So don't cancel your trip, but it is flooding. Pretty badly. Flood warnings abound south and west of Salina. Next on Kansas Public Radio, Frescobaldi, KPR. The composer Frescobaldi was born on this date, September 9th, in 1583. And he was a guitarist and composer, and in 1627 he wrote that little aria, little air. Elliot Fisk played it for us here on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 927 now, about 61 degrees in Lawrence. Next we have something from a brand new album by Trio Lawrence, which is flute, viola, and harp. Let's listen to a 2018 piece called Fujin's Dream, named after Fujin, the Japanese god of the winds. Performed by Trio Lawrence from their brand new album, Fujin's Dream. That's the name of the album and the piece, Fujin, the Japanese god of the winds. The piece was written in 2018 by Eret Ikmoratov. And Trio Lawrence features three fine music teachers from KU, Daniel Velasco, flute, Boris Vayner, viola, Aaron Wood, harp. On September 28th at 5 p.m., Trio Lawrence will be promoting this new album. It'll be Sunday, September 28th, at Grace Cathedral in Topeka, with chamber music for flute, viola, and harp. And on October 24th, save the date to listen to KPR all day. It's our annual live day when we go back and forth from our studio here in the building on the KU campus to the Lawrence Public Library to bring you a full day of live music. And Trio Lawrence will be playing, so you can hear them then for a special hour with just them. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. In honor of Constitution Day, welcoming the Kansas Court of Appeals to hear oral arguments on September 16th at 10 a.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And the Lawrence Arts Center and the Downtown Underground Concert Series presenting Welcome to the Machine, a Pink Floyd 50th anniversary, September 12th through the 14th. Information and tickets at lawrenceartscenter.org. This is KPR. An exciting ride with Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, his Opus 34, the Capriccio Español. Russian piece, but with a Spanish flavor. Rimsky-Korsakov, he fancied all things Spanish. He liked the passion and the flash. Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra this morning here on Kansas Public Radio. The Topeka forecast, 61 in Topeka, with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm in the next hour. And then showers between 11 and 1. But Topeka, mostly sunny with a high near 80 later. But that chance of rain throughout the day is about 70%, with a low of 62 in the evening.
The fires that ripped through L.A. from NPR News.
Moving house, literally. One of the stories during All Things Considered, starting at 3, plus many more, of course. You can hear it right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. All Things Considered runs between 3 and 7 p.m. before we go back to classical music. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ, Chanute, 90.3. Listen through kansaspublicradio.org, through our app, or tell your smart speaker to play KPR. We'll have some brass from long ago Italy, Giovanni Gabrielli, played by the Empire Brass, before we hear a Mendelssohn Capriccio Brilliant for piano and orchestra, before we hear some more Russian music from Borodin, the Prince Igor Suite. Keep it here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm larger than what economists and White House officials had predicted for the revision report. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Lilly Endowment, a private foundation, supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. You're listening to NPR News on KPR. Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. With that slow and grand, inevitable resolve at the end of resolution, Giovanni Gabrielli, Sonata 19, featuring the Empire Brass on Kansas Public Radio. Next, a piece by Mendelssohn you might not be familiar with. It's a piece for piano and orchestra called Capriccio Brilliant before we hear some music from Prince Igor, a sweet music of Alexander Borodin. This morning, the music is made possible by the KU Natural History Museum, offering fieldwork fun with K-pop Sunday, September 21st, in front of Dyke Hall. Activities for all ages, exploring paleontology, biology, and meteorology. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu. And coming up this weekend, the KU School of Music puts on their popular collage concert. It seems to be the most popular concert of the year. They're always good. It's September 12th, 7:30 p.m. at the Leeds Center, and it's also a benefit for the scholarship funds for the music students. And the message we got from Murphy Hall was that collage is a stunning showcase that brings together the finest talents from across the KU School of Music in one evening. We'll hear the chamber choir, wind ensemble, jazz ensemble one, a percussion group, and the KU Symphony Orchestra, and as always, the grand finale will feature the renowned marching Jayhawks, whose explosive entry has become one of the most memorable draws for attendees, guaranteed to bring you to your feet and clapping along to show their Jayhawk pride. That's September 12th, 7:30 p.m. at the Leeds Center. Admission is free for students and children, and the doors will open at 7. All right, here's that Mendelssohn Capriccio Brilliant for piano and orchestra on KPR. The Capriccio Brilliant in B minor by Felix Mendelssohn. Klaus Peter Flohr in the Bamberg Symphony, and Sergei Edelman was the pianist. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. Next, some exciting music about Prince Igor, but checking the Kansas City forecast, specifically KCK, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3, and then a slight chance of showers between 3 and 4. Cloudy with a high of 78 and a 50% chance for rain today. Tonight 63 and tomorrow sunny in KCK with a high of about 86. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, kansaspublicradio.org. Here is a suite, the music by Alexander Borodin on KPR, about the 12th century Prince Igor Sviatoslavich against the invading Cuman tribes in 1185. Music about the 12th century Prince Igor. That's by Alexander Borodin, a suite of things from his opera, Prince Igor, right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Host of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and KANU alumnus. I'm inviting you to the debut of my new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. Join me on September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, where I'll share the story of my career reporting American history as it unfolded, from the Chicago 7 to Charles Manson to Agent Orange. Details and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab.
Not to be missed. It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. This is KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV, and KANV, HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Right now in Lawrence, 61 degrees, 90% humidity. We have a 70% chance of the showers continuing until about 1 o'clock. Looks like a thunderstorm is out for now, but one never knows. Mostly sunny, it should be eventually, with a high of 80 degrees. Tonight's low 61, and tomorrow, Supposed to be mostly sunny with a high near 88 as temperatures gradually increase through the rest of the work week and into the weekend. Looks like Saturday and Sunday should be 94 and 90. It's KPR.
NPR News in Washington. I'm Winsor. NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. It's 11:04. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Some chamber music in the old age of Jean-Philippe Rameau from the concert number 5. It looks like La Cupis, but it's La Coupie. It was celebrating Marie-Anne Coupie, known as La Camargo, who was a famous dancer. The Christopher Roussette group performing. And next we have some poppers. Well, a popper, David Popper. One of his cello concertos. He was a great cellist and composer for that instrument. Before we go back in time to about Rameau, to Georg Philipp Telemann, we'll hear a suite from him played by the Northern Chamber Orchestra. Good morning. It's KPR. It's Kansas Public Radio. And yes, we won the border showdown over the weekend with Missouri. Well, Missouri won the ball game, but the Kansas Public Radio won the radio rivalry, a friendly rivalry between us and the public station in Springfield in Missouri. It's the KBIA, and people gave a point, donated, and we raised about $7,000. Most importantly, we welcomed 82 new members. So Kansas won the border rivalry over the weekend as far as radio goes, as far as state pride goes. So this is KPR, and support for the musical offerings here on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour, Two Moms, Lots of Laughs, creators of the web series, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. Here's the second David Popper cello concerto on KPR. Well, not really sure what's happening to our music there. We were enjoying the David Popper second cello concerto, and all of a sudden, I don't know, one of the computers here at Kansas Public Radio decided that the music is missing, but we know it's not. But in the meantime, while I figure this out, the only album I had here in the air studio, luckily, is Fugin's Dream, which we heard from earlier this morning. It features music for flute, viola, and harp played by Trio Lawrence, which is Daniel Velasco, Boris Vayner, and Aaron Wood, who all teach music at KU. Let's listen to the first thing on Fugin's Dream, their new album. It's called A Bacchanal for Flute, Viola, and Harp from 2007. This was written by Eduardo Angelo, now on KPR. The great sound of Trio Lawrence. That's from their brand new album called Fujin's Dream. Fujin is the Japanese god of the winds. But that first piece from the album is by Eduardo Angulo, who was born in 1954, the Bacchanal, for flute, viola, and harp. They'll be giving a concert in Topeka at Grace Cathedral. It'll be on September 28th at 5 p.m., where they'll have their album available for purchase, and they'll perform some of the pieces from it, I imagine. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, Topeka, and Kansas City, and 89.7 Emporia. After the noon news, we'll showcase the Seattle Symphony with an exciting concert piece from David Diamond, plus a little duet for trombone and organ by Holst, and a violin suite from César Cui, classical music from noon to 3 here on KPR. We received a brand new album yesterday from Michael Torkey. He's the composer who, well, we play his colors a lot. He has pieces that are just called orange, green, yellow. And his latest album is called Last. And he says, Cordelia, enclosed is my new album called Last for solo violin and string orchestra. Observing that many listeners use music as a mood playlist at the end of an exhausting day, I wrote a series of 12 pieces that are like miniature slow movements of violin concertos that bid us to feel retrospectively. And the album, well, the movement titles are, it begins with last fall, and then it moves through the other seasons, and then last year, last month, last week, last night, last Friday, and then Thursday, Wednesday, and Sunday. Let's begin with the first one. Let's begin with Last Fall, a brand new piece by Michael Torkey on KPR. From Michael Torkey's Last. And that was last fall. Then he moves through the seasons and month, week. Let's skip to the last two movements or pieces on this album of Michael Torkey that was just recorded this past May 1st at Drew University. That was last fall. Now let's listen to last Wednesday, which, let's see, it was the first Wednesday of the month. We'd all just come back from Labor Day weekend. And then, after last Wednesday, we'll hear Last Sunday by Michael Torkey, just the day before yesterday. We've been listening to brand new music by Michael Torkey. Last is the name of the album on the Ecstatic Records label. We've just heard Last Wednesday and Last Sunday. It's music for solo violin and orchestra. He said it's 12 tracks and each one is supposed to sound like the slow middle movement of a violin concerto. And it's just supposed to help us retrospectively, relax. Good morning, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Now we'll go back in time to Georg Philipp Telemann and hear some selections from his suite in E-flat, La Lyra, on KPR. From the suite in E-flat, La Lyra, by Georg Philipp Telemann on Kansas Public Radio, played by the Northern Chamber Orchestra led by Nicholas Ward on KPR.
The fires that ripped through.
Hear about that process and much more, stories, many more, starting at 3 with All Things Considered, here on Kansas Public Radio. Jeff Watson has the Edward Elgar romance ready to go after Noon News and Stardate, plus David Diamond, concerto piece for orchestra. Also coming up, Mozart, after the meditation from Thais, that gorgeous thing, is a flute quartet, the first one that Mozart wrote before we hear the Schumann piano concerto. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Love Garden is buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great afternoon. It's KPR.
Live from NPR.